Millions of children in the U.S. and around the world need loving homes. In Holmes County, two families are welcoming some of those children into their homes through adoption. Patrick and Christine Knofziger are the pastors of Millersburg Mennonite Church. The couple is in the process of adopting their first child, who will be from Columbia.
From the beginning, we were drawn towards international adoption. We have just really appreciated getting to know people from other cultures. So adopting from a different culture and incorporating that culture into our lives was appealing to us.
Adoption has been an accepted practice throughout history. In Roman times, it was sometimes used to give wealthy families a male heir. In the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church began encouraging adoptions in the interest of abandoned and orphaned children. The practice gained ground in the U.S. in the 1800s with the orphan trains, taking children from large coastal cities to the Midwest. Adoption of babies became widely popular in the U.S. after World War I and the influenza epidemic of 1918 caused a drop in the population. For the Knofzigers, the decision to adopt resulted from the desire to have a child. In the process, they've come to see adoption as a two-way street.
We've been longing for a child, and to finally be given a child will be a miraculous gift for us. And to a child who is in need of a family, we're giving the gift of our love.
The blessing goes both ways.
The Knofzigers, like many adoptive families, have financial support from family, friends, and often the community in the form of fundraisers. An international adoption typically ranges from $15,000 to $30,000. Patrick says the cost is not necessarily a bad thing.
One thing I've been learning, I think, is to appreciate the cost more, because the government and the agencies that you're working with, they're more interested in finding a safe home for a child than they are in finding a child for people who want children. And so to make sure that this is a safe home, there's all these pieces that cost money.
The Knofzigers aren't the only ones at Millersburg Mennonite building their family through adoption. Tune in tomorrow to hear about the Millers, who also made the life-changing choice to adopt.